Dash Gordon dragged his feet on the sidewalk all the way home from karate class. He was in a gloomy mood. It had not been a good morning. Dash loved karate. He loved it so much that sometimes he forgot Sensei's number one rule: no talking in class. He always wanted to be good, but sometimes Dash's feelings controlled him instead of the other way around. As Dash and his father walked up to their apartment, Dash froze at the top of the stairs. The sweetest aroma had crept into the hallway. It shocked Dash's nostrils, breakdanced on the back of his throat, and plunged down to his lungs. The ambrosial scent of oatmeal walnut chocolate chip cookies could only mean one thing.
Grandma Noni!
Dash's chest felt warm and fuzzy. His toes danced. His fingers tickled the air. His hands clenched into the position Dash called the dragon's fist.
Hi-ya!
Dash leapt through the open door, and before he knew what was happening, the dragon's fist came down on Noni's tray. Cookies flew everywhere. Grandma Noni shook her head. Tears rolled down Dash's face. His day had gone from bad to worse. That afternoon, Dash went to Kate Shanahan's birthday party. It was a gymnastics party, and all of Kate's guests raced through an obstacle course that ended with a zip line into a pit of foam balls. Dash was in heaven. When it was time to eat, Mrs. Shanahan made Dash sit right next to her so she could keep an eye on him. After all, she didn't want a repeat of what happened last year. Suddenly, the lights went out, and Mrs. Shanahan put a big round cake down in front of Kate. The flickering light of 6 white candles, plus one to grow on, illuminated Kate's face, and all the kids whooped and cheered as they sang, "Happy Birthday!" Dash imagined his own birthday party. He pictured the cake that he would have. He imagined the candles on his cake. He thought about the wish that he would make: a brand new bicycle. Dash's chest felt warm and fuzzy. His toes danced. His fingers tickled the air. Dash blew out the candles on his cake. Whoosh! The room went silent. Dash looked around to discover that he had actually blown out all of Kate's birthday candles. Kate glared at Dash. Mrs. Shanahan shook her head. Tears rolled down Dash's face. The day wasn't getting any better.